with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. And we're going to make a little stopover right now, right in mid-Michigan over in Lansing. And we're going to break down some of these bowl games that are going to happen here in the next couple weeks. And to do that, we've got our consultant, expert, Mad Dog from Lansing. Mad Dog, good morning, brother.
Good morning, guys. You know, it's funny. I'm in a pool at work, and there's 49 people in this pool, and I'm in last place. And it's funny because there's been about four bowl games, so I'm getting all these texts last night from people, and they're gassing me. And 2 years ago, I think I came in second in this thing. But, you know, it's one of those things with bowl games that you like to have fun doing these things. And because of, you know, my background doing sports radio as long as I have, people immediately think that, you know, you're supposed to be the guy on top all the time. And you know, when you do these bowl games, you sort of have fun with it. You sort of, you know, in a modified entertainment way, like to gamble with some of these games. And so far, there's been, you know, four or five games. And today, you guys, there is three games. And you guys know how the sponsorships are, like Beef O'Brady Bowl, the Las Vegas Bowl, New Orleans Bowl, Hawaiian Bowl. And then, of course, the day after Christmas, Central Michigan is a 5.5-point underdog against Western Kentucky in the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl. But there's so many bowl games. There just is. And I know that a lot of people will be looking at the Michigan State game. That's December 29th, 10:15 Eastern time. And that's in Phoenix, the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl. That's when the Horned Frogs of Texas Christian are a 2.5-point favor over Michigan State. And then, of course, Michigan will play the Outback Bowl. They'll play against Steve Spurrier in the Gamecocks of South Carolina January 1st, and they are a 5.5-point favorite over Michigan. There's so many outstanding bowls coming up. Capital One Bowl, then the Rose Bowl. Controversy there with Stanford and Wisconsin because Brett Bielema, who was the head coach, just sort of booked and took the Arkansas job. So former coach and athletic director Barry Alvarez will come out of retirement and take over the helm for Wisconsin. And then, you know, you look at some of the great games, and probably the most watched game in the history of college football will be on January 7th in Miami, the BCS National Championship game. Nick Saban, Alabama Crimson Tide, the defending national champs, will take on Brian Kelly, who, of course, coached at Grand Valley, who, of course, coached at Central Michigan and Cincinnati, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, where Notre Dame is a 10-point underdog. And that probably will be one of the most watched games in the history of college football. And Notre Dame has been number one in the country since 93, a great matchup. And I'm telling you guys right now, with your forte in grilling and tailgating, what else better to do than take some of your advice and watch some of these bowl games?
Hey, Mad Dog, it's Bob. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing well, Bob. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Same to you, brother. You're listening to the Golden Pipes of Mad Dog, and Mad Dog is on WVFN 730, The Game in Lansing, every weekday from 6 to 9. Really good show, excellent show, good station, but every time I'm driving through Lansing, as soon as I can get to like Grand Ledge, my week radio will start picking up 730, so I always make sure and put the game on to listen to the Mad Dog.
And well, you keep doing that in 2013. I appreciate it. And we're gonna go on a little expose here and bring your partner up, and maybe we can go up there to the Sturgeon area again.
Yeah, I think Jop's due for a trip to Black Lake. I'm not sure if we're going to do the Black Lake thing. We're thinking about going up to the I-500 in Sault Ste. Marie, but we definitely have a gig going on at the Homestead in February, and that's going to be a weekend for all the Grilling Guy listeners, a couple's weekend out. We're going to do it during the winter Beer Fest in Traverse City. We're going to roll out those details here. Hopefully, by the end of next week, I'll nail that down. So that's going to be a good trip. It'd be great to have the Mad Dog with us.
Well, you can just say you can just count on it that Carol and I, and we'll get Rick and Monica, and we'll all go up there because we love Traverse City. We were just up there not too long ago, and a good friend of mine is in real estate up there, Sam Abood, and with all the different vineyards up there and all the great restaurants, Traverse City is one of the gems of this country.
Boy, it sure is, isn't it? Well, listen, Mad Dog, you have a Merry Christmas. It's always good to hear from you. And, again, tune in 7:30 if you're anywhere in the Lansing area. It's WVFN, 7:30 The Game, 6 to 9 o'clock. Fun show, a lot of good call-ins. Your listeners are really well-informed. So that's just a great show to listen to in the morning if you're in that part of the world.
All right, thank you, guys. And to all your audience and everybody across the state, have a very happy and safe holiday. Enjoy all the games. And we'll look forward to talking and seeing you very soon.
Thanks for the breakdown. That is Mad Dog DeMarco, again, 7:30 The Game. So, Jop, prime rib, we were talking a little bit about prime rib. And this is a foolproof recipe. And, again, Grand Rapids used to have a place called Duba's, and they were legendary. I'm sure you had their prime rib. If not, your wife Judy did, because chicks dig prime rib for some reason. I don't know what it is. But this is really simple. And it's already on our website. Go looking for the prime rib on thegrillingguys.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Check the Facebook question of the day. But hit thegrillingguys.com, Facebook.com/thegrillingguys. You can follow me on Twitter at grillingguy. And you can get any of this stuff at these resources. But this is really simple. It takes some flour, basil, onion powder, garlic powder, thyme, Lowry's salt, and sage. That's the whole thing. Just those ingredients. And you pack that thing on, and I'm telling you, you get the absolute proportions off our website. But that is just a wonderful, we talk about flavor profiles, Jop. That's just a wonderful profile right there.
Yeah, that's listed on the website as Maureen's Christmas Prime Rib. If you're looking it up, you can search it on our site. But Bob named that after his wife, aptly, because...
she stole it from Katie Hevelhurst, though. Right. I got to give that disclaimer out there. I don't want to get sued.
I get it. Yeah, but she does a good job. She does a good job. Wherever it came from, it is an easy recipe. It's right up there. And you're going to roast that. Bob, are you grilling that, or are you putting that in an oven?
I have never grilled it, because she won't let me touch anything in the kitchen at Christmas. Which is great,
right?
But that goes in at 325, and you know, I picked one up yesterday. I picked up a beautiful prime rib from Sobey's Market in Grand Rapids, and that is a gorgeous piece. She'll be using this recipe on Christmas morning, and I'll let you know how that thing turns out. I'll post some pictures on Facebook, but that's one beautiful prime rib I got yesterday.
Yeah, now let me throw a little side dish at that, because prime rib is a very traditional dish. It's a beautiful presentation on the table, and one of the things I like to go with it are roasted carrots. Really easy to do. Get yourself some carrots from the store, cut the tops off, and I quarter them. You know, peel them so you get the outside off, but then quarter them. And what I'm going to do is just roll those in a little bit of olive oil, some cumin, and some ginger, and then salt, okay? And all to taste, but just roll those in there. And you got the little quartered spears. Throw them on the grill. Get the grill hot, almost as hot as you can. Throw them on the grill. Roll them two or three times. They'll caramelize on the outside, and they'll make a beautiful little side dish, those long spears of carrots to throw on the plate around the prime rib. Really easy to do. But again, it's just the carrots, the olive oil, the cumin, and a little ginger.
Is it carrots?
Yes. They're good, man. They're good. But anyway, easy little quick side dish to pull that thing together. Coming up next, we're going to go jet out to the East Coast and see how they do Christmas out there. We're going to be talking to our favorite Goomba, Big Paulie, going to break down a little East Coast Christmas. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we'll be back.
Was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.